was born in a mining town. There was a lake where my best friend drowned, and they filled that lake with tailings from shore to shore. And then they shut the last shaft down, and that was it for that hard luck town. Shut her right down, now there ain't no water no more. Man spends half his life a mile out of sight, breathing the dust till he can't breathe right. And he goes up to his room and he closes the door. Just sits there and he waits for the night, looks out the window in the dying light. There was a whole damn lake, but there ain't no water no more. And the dust just sticks wherever it lands, but the gold never sticks to a miner's hand. It just ends up in glass towers in Toronto. Way up there, a poor man's blood don't mean much more than the rocks and the mud to them that never look where they don't wanna. Like up in North Ontario, where the snow comes hard and the spring comes slow, and the hoppers come and they haul away the ore. And you follow the nickel and you follow the gold, and you dig yourself down into a hole, and then one day there ain't no water no more. And the dust just sticks wherever it lands, but the gold never sticks to a miner's hand. It just ends up in glass towers in Toronto. And way up there, a poor man's blood don't mean much more than the rocks and the mud to them that never look where they don't want it. Lungs full of water, lungs full of dust, I guess you just go the way that you must. And if God's up there, I guess he knows what for. He's in charge of the flood and the fire next time, and I guess he's in charge of the dust and the mine. Guess he must know why there ain't no water no more. Yeah, maybe he knows why there ain't no water no more.